It's Thursday, January 16, and with your news at 7 a.m, I am Leonard Whitbien. The Students' Financial Assistance Fund will abolish loan limits to accommodate more students, supported by a $3 billion budget. The fund will now cover additional courses and offer financial aid to those retaking modules. The Namibia National Students' Organization President, Istortia Nangolo.
So we are very happy and we're very excited because this means there's improved access. This means that an ordinary student who's maybe studying an NQF level 5 qualification is able to access institutions, and that the funding is not a barrier that limits their access. So I think that is the biggest victory that we are walking away with as students.
NamWater, in collaboration with the Agriculture, Water and Land Reform Ministry, has announced that irrigation water supply from the Hardap Dam will resume on January 20. The decision, approved by Minister Karl Herman Schledwein, aims to boost agricultural productivity and regional economic stability. Spokesperson for NamWater, Lot Damanomata.
Simply means that the dam has simply been opened to allow for farmers to irrigate 80% of arable land while adopting obviously a 20% water savings plan. And it means we are supplying water starting on the 20th of January 2025 for irrigation schemes until July 2025. Depending on the inflow that continues to come in, then possibly we could have other engagements later. But for the time being, in terms of the analysis that was done from our side, this is a decision that led to us advising that it is foreseeable and it's doable for us to be able to supply irrigation water to this irrigation plantation that is within close vicinity of the Hardap Dam.
To South Africa now, where Mining Affected Communities United in Action demands accountability from Mineral Resources Minister Gwede Mantashe for the Stilfontein massacre. Executive Director Christopher Rutledge reports 154 rescued and 78 deceased from the mining shaft, with around 400 illegal miners still underground. Rutledge highlights dire conditions but lauds community volunteers for saving lives.
Mr. Mantashe just chose to treat these people as if they were not deserving of life. And that is counter to our constitution. The only way we're going to get to the truth is through a commission of inquiry in which the facts can be put on the table, and these arrogant ministers, that they are held to account for what they have done here.
Continentally, a Congolese court has sentenced three Chinese citizens to 7 years in prison for being caught with gold bars and $400,000 in cash, convicted of illegal activities related to artisanal mining sector. And according to Reuters, these are the first Chinese nationals to face trial since the Democratic Republic of Congo intensified efforts to curb unlicensed mining in its conflict-ridden eastern regions. On the international front, Israel and Hamas have reached a ceasefire agreement mediated by Qatar, ending 15 months of conflict in Gaza. The deal allows displaced Palestinians to return home and secures the release of hostages taken during Hamas's October 2023 attacks. The ceasefire is seen as a diplomatic success for outgoing U.S. President Joseph Biden, while incoming President Donald Trump claims his election win expedited the agreement. The U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
First, the firing stops. Hamas, Israel stop firing. Israel pulls back its forces. Hostages begin to be released. Prisoners come out of Israeli jails and go back. And we surge humanitarian assistance to people who so desperately need it. All of that happens during a six-week period. But also during that 6 weeks, we have to negotiate the understandings to get to a permanent ceasefire, so that Israel pulls all of its forces out of Gaza, Hamas doesn't come back in, and there's the necessary governance, security, reconstruction arrangements.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.